Hi, everybody. This is Pam from the Paper Outpost, and today we are talking about cards. Not greeting cards, per se, but I'm talking about the kinds of cards that we use in our journals as little additions, little extra accoutrement, little things to look at, explore, and there's so many options we have here, and these are absolutely fun things to collect. When you are out and about and you are deep, you are going deep hunting in the thrift stores and the antique stores and your neighbor's, you know, garage when he's not looking. I'm telling you, these are the kinds of things that are golden for junk journals, and they have a nice thickness to them. They have nice quality paper that they're made of, and they're often collectibles. They come in curious designs and an amazing array of subject matter that they cover, and they can be anything from baseball cards to I have a nice set of birding cards that I found on eBay from Germany, and on the front of the card is a different bird and a bit of a description, although I can't read it because it's in German, but I think the pictures are so cool, and they're illustrated pictures. You can also get, I'm just looking through my drawer with you. I have some herbal cards, and these are all different plants. And there's a little, it gives the multiple names for the plant at the bottom. And this, I guess, must have been some type of like pick a card a day and get motivated thing, because this one says Brighton, and another one says Build. And they've got, like, for example, this one has cattails on it, and another one has calendula on it. And these are illustrated drawings. I love those. I'm a big nature buff. And, okay, now this one is another set of cards. Oh, these are so much fun. And when you find these in the thrift store, it is just like, yay! Okay, is that crazy? But it really is like that. And, you know, there's something so fun about the hunt, let me tell you. Okay, so this is a different set. Now, this has a picture, an illustration of a plant on one side, and when you flip it over, it explains the botanical. Okay, you get like the, you know, plant, genus, species, origin, all that kind of stuff, but it gives you like a little paragraph about the plant and where it's found, you know, the kind of fruits it gives, the flowers and all that kind of stuff, and then current uses at the bottom, and it gives medicinal uses and food type uses. So that's a really cool set. And of course, I have no idea, I threw away the boxes and all that because I had to pare down my unessentials in my craft room so that I could fit my essentials, if you know what I mean. And so that took a little wiggle room. I had to get rid of all the packaging for everything. I mean, everything had to go. It was not negotiable. So here's another set of cards I came across. These are map cards, and I have one for each state, and they are fun. They're just kind of interesting to look at. You know, you think that you're a person going through a journal, thinking to yourself, what on earth is this journal itself all about? But then you're coming across these little informational cards. Like this one's on New Jersey. It's nicknamed the Garden State, statehood 1718, and its national, or its state bird is the Eastern Goldfinch. You know, I mean, that might trigger memories or thoughts. Maybe this person used to live in New Jersey, or maybe they have family there, or maybe they visited there, or maybe they happened to spot an Eastern Goldfinch the last time they were there, and they had no idea it was the state bird. Or how about the flower, the purple violet? Huh, there, see, who knew? And it even has a motto on here, liberty and prosperity. So, like, I mean, there's so much fun and interest and sparking of ideas and imagination and inspiration when people find these little cards tucked into their journals. You know, are they ephemera? I don't know, because they're not really technically meant to be thrown away or discarded or only used for a short period of time, being a piece of paper that may be read or written on. But in our junk journal world, ephemera is cherished and adored, and we love to collect it, and we love to find it, and we love to hunt for it. And honestly, that's half the fun of making journals, is finding the stuff. You know, sometimes I think about when I used to get so excited about making a journal, and then I look around and in the early days, and I thought, I got nothing here. But then when I started to learn how to spot the somethings in the midst of all the nothing, I found that there was actually a lot of something. And then when you expand your universe and you go and investigate and you go out to little, you know, shops and stuff and start to look to see what could be put in a journal, which is the favorite mind phrase of everybody who's ever contemplated making a journal. Hey, this could go in a journal. Hey, that could go in a journal. And all of a sudden, every tangible object, if you could flatten it enough, it could possibly go in a journal. And that pretty much takes everything into account. So, some other card ideas. All right. Obviously the good old playing card. Now, don't snub your nose at playing card, because playing card is one of the most iconic things that everybody can relate to. Everywhere across the world, playing cards exist. And obviously what's on the back of the playing card is very unique to the card. So I'm just grabbing one. I thought this was fun. I found in a thrift store. It's the face of Audrey Hepburn, and she is just so adorable. It must be from Breakfast at Tiffany's. It just looks like that hairstyle and the glasses. And so I just thought the back of that card deck was so cool. So I snapped that up for 50 cents. I just had to have it. And, yard sales and garage sales and estate sales, awesome places to get card sets. Yeah. Because a lot of people they collect these and then they keep them because they think they're cool. And it's a great source to find these things. Okay, I'm perusing, going further here. Okay, here is, this was an odd one. This set of cards is an All My Children's, you remember the soap opera, All My Children? Well, this is like name four men who were unnaturally obsessed with Brooke English. It was almost like a Trivial Pursuit set of cards for the show All My Children. And I grew up with All My Children, so that just means something to me. And I think that maybe if other people, are looking through journals and they're of my age and time, they may be able to, recall those certain fun scenes in that. So that's kind of fun to tuck in there. And then here's one on... this is movie trivia rules. Oh, no, it's not movie trivia rules. It's movie trivia cards. And that just happened to be the rule card. Okay. But there's another idea. It doesn't have to be just playing cards. Okay. Now here I have a whole deck of playing cards, and they are, it's not playing cards. Sorry. These are informational cards from National Geographic on different presidents. Boy, I should go study this, right? Yeah. I'd get my Lyndon Johnson down. Yes. So informational cards, they're educational, plus they're fun and interesting and usually have nice illustrations or pictures on the back. And what else I've got here? I'm just ferreting through my little stash pile. I should really clean as I go, but there's just no time for that right now. There's crafting to be done. Vocabulary cards. These are so cool. And I got mine on eBay, and there's tons of them on eBay. So just Google vocabulary cards or vintage vocabulary cards, and you'll find tons. And they come in all different shapes and sizes and colors and languages, which is so very cool. So I had some, these are Latin to English, and I thought that was kind of fun. Latin, that just really is up my alley. I love words, and I love word parts, and anything to do with words, so that's just fascinating to me to, see how words are constructed and put together, and how, where the similarities are between the Latin and the English connections. Love that. And my next set of cards is, not my favorite, because math was never my strong point in school, but, math cards, 1 - 0, 2, I don't even know what that is. Oh, multiply, 2 times 4. Okay, got it. Yeah. I do know what that is. Okay. It's not that bad. It's bad, but it's not that bad. And then here are some bigger ones. Okay, those were the little teeny tiny ones. And actually I have teeny tiny, mid-range, and then super big flashcards for math. And that flashcards, that's what they're called, flashcards. And great study tools, we all remember them. These were the days before the computer, before the calculator, and you had to actually sit there with your set of flashcards, whether they were pre-made or you made them yourself, with just paper or index cards or something like that. Those were fun. Another version of a card that you can collect, which is a lot of fun, is library cards. The library cards with the actual signatures written They're a little harder to come by and it's kind of hit or miss. Sometimes you can find them on eBay, but I'm finding that they're just hard to find. You know what seems to be easy to find in the library card section are the catalog cards. And I guess it's because all the libraries around the world are starting to dump their catalog cards and they're all going digital. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but they're much more easily accessible than the ones with the signatures on them. And you can find them all over eBay you can get like stacks of like 50, 100, 200, whatever, for not too much money. I've found that the prices on the handwritten like signature library cards they're much pricier and they're harder to get and they're fewer in number. So if you do see some, you know, you may want to grab those. You can also make your own. That's a fun thing to do. And they have stamps you can get to, it makes it look like a library card, you know, with the signature cards. And so you can make it a whole bunch. Or you can buy the blank ones that are not necessarily vintage. You can still buy brand new ones. And you can just buy like a big stack of them and they're reasonably priced. Okay, so what else have we got in here? Let's keep digging. There's more. Okay, what do I got? Oh, recipe cards. How about that? Yes. What else? Yeah, there's so many recipe cards. The blank ones, you know, that you can fill in your own recipe. And I find these all over the place at all the thrift shops. They always seem to have some. Doesn't seem like anybody wants to write a recipe down anymore. The cards out there, they are available and they make excellent additions for your journals. They have a nice thickness to them. They can be used as journaling cards on the back and you can just use them for a myriad of things. I know what I was doing. I was trying to think of something earlier. Now I remember. Ah, yay. Okay. We have those, and then I have, let's see, what else is in here? A little hello cards. These are the size of a postcard, but they're not small, like little calling cards of yesteryear in the Victorian day, but they're the size of a postcard, and they just say hello, and it must be like almost a calling card of today. And then more recipe cards. What's that? I child-proof my house, but they still get in. That's on a card. And historic cards. I have a set of historic cards that are some old pictures of churches and schools. And on the back, there's information about them. They must have come in a set somewhere at some point to somebody. And I just thought those were neat. And then how about children's little cards. You can find many children's cards in the thrift stores and the Goodwills and that. Here's, for example, like Old Mother Hubbard card. This is a collection of children's cards that has all the different famous nursery rhymes on them. Jack and Jill, Old Mother Hubbard, Humpty Dumpty, A Little Bo Peep, things like that. So definitely check the children's section for cards because they make a lot of cards for children. It's an excellent source for finding cards. And I think I have more too, so let me just keep digging. Those are more math flashcards. Yep, I went on a flashcard binge there. Index cards, how about those for cards? I would call those the undressed card. You can leave them blank. Or you can decorate them. And there are about 1,001 things that you can do with index cards. And that's a whole topic in itself. So there's a million and one ideas with that. Okay, here's another kind of recipe card. In the beginning, I was referring a recipe card to the type of card that is blank. It says this recipe. Let's see what it says. It says something like, here's a recipe for something or other, and you fill it in, basically. It's designed so that you can put your own recipe there. But everybody remembers the, who made these? I can't find the name on it. Okay, but you know what I mean, like the beef roulade, braised stuffed beef rolls, and Betty Crocker, I think, was the famous one for it. And you'd sign up for the of the month club, and then she would send you a packet of recipes every month with these cards. And you got this plastic case. It was this hideous green color with the plastic lid. Remember that? And these cards are gorgeous. And the recipes, I'm sure, are amazing. I mean, I would love somebody to make these for me. Look at that. Hungarian goulash, sauerbraten, Fish stew. We can skip that one. Swedish meatballs. I'll take that, please. Thank you. And meatloaf. I mean, these are like down home cooking. I mean, this is like really good stuff. And so those are going to definitely trigger some memories from anybody who is just looking through the journal going, oh, I remember when we used to make that, you know, back in the day, because nobody makes anything anymore. What happened to everybody? Get out there and make some stuff, people. All right, so we're going to close that drawer, and I'll just see if I have another, I know I do. So those are some ideas for if you're out there and you're trying to get some ideas of what to collect, different thoughts, cards. Go out with the idea of I'm going to come home with some cards. Oh, another fun thing along the recipe line, and you can get these on eBay, you can buy old recipe cards that are filled out by other people. And they sell them in stacks. And they're collectibles. I didn't think they were that pricey. I mean, you know, they're like a little because they're handwritten and stuff. But sometimes the person will have cut out a picture from a magazine and stapled it onto their index card. And then they write massively beside it, just giving tips and tricks on what to do with the recipe. Or they're actually handwritten and there's no picture or anything, but it's just handwritten from scratch on cards. And I bought a few stacks of those on eBay, and that was fun because it's just really peeking back into yesteryear, seeing what people were eating, you know? It's just so much fun. Look at some of these, like a velvet crumb cake and parquet shortbread cookies. Nothing like a good load of parquet. You know, I mean, it's just laughable sometimes when you think about how times have changed and what we eat has changed. And how about these? Cheese crunchers. I don't know what that is, but it sounds good. It starts with cheese, right? Puddings for desserts or sauces. And with a triple X, somebody wrote, very good. They must have really liked that one. You know, with instructions using double boilers and such. That's just so much fun. So those are some fun ideas. I mean, you know, the world is endless when it comes to what we can put in our journal and cards. They're a fun place to start. So if you're just thinking about going out on a little shopping whim, zipping around town, going to your favorite thrift shops, checking out the garage sales on Saturday morning or your church bazaar, keep an eye out for those cards because they can really add a lot of wonder and enlightenment and historical facts to your journals. They certainly will bring back a lot of memories or create new memories. So that's kind of the nice thing about them. So that's it for today, folks. I hope you had fun. I really enjoyed being here with you and spending some time together. So whatever you're doing out there, whether you're doing the laundry or cooking or walking to work or, you know, walking the dog, whatever have you, I really love spending time with you guys. So we'll be back here with more fun. There's that we again. I'll be back here with more fun and more topics related to junk journals. Take care, everyone. Remember to create with reckless abandon and always, always make sure you're having fun. Take care. Bye-bye.